Aleich and welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayishlach. A couple of thoughts on the parasha. Of course, in the parasha we have the story of the people of Shechem being killed by Shimon and Levi because Dina had been kidnapped and violated by their king, by the son of their king. Shechem discussed what the heter might be for Shimon and Levi to kill out a whole city. What's well known is the Rambam Shita, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Balachia Dalet, says that the Bnei Noach are commanded on the mitzvah of dinim, of judging those among them. And because such improper behavior was done brazenly, openly, by Shechem, they should have judged him. And since Bnei Noach are Chayek Nisa, they violate any of the Sheva mitzvahs, Bnei Noach, dinim being one of those Sheva mitzvahs, the entire city was Chayim. The difficulty with the Rambam, which is spelled out here by the Maharal on Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel, is that it's not logical to assume people to be able to take the prince of their city to court. The average person in the street had no power to do that. And therefore, it's very difficult to understand that they would all be judged the demon. The Maharal offers a second shot, an alternate shot. And in this Maharal, we have really a makar in Rishayim for a chiddush that's in its biz, says Parshas Vayach, and elsewhere in his writing. The Maharal's beside is that the Isser of Tzicha, the Isser of killing, applies only to Yechidim. A nation does battle against another nation. Wars. This is part of the way of the world. And it's not something that's governed by the halachas of Ritzicha. And since the pasuk says, Vayinu am echad, that Shechem himself recognized that Klal Yisrael is a separate nation, and only if the people of Shechem would be mild, they would become part of that nation, they recognized that Klal Yisrael is an arm to itself. Therefore, this is the battle of Umma neged Umma, and the nation against the nation, therefore, is under the rules of war, not the rules of Ritzicha. And totally different rules apply. There is no Isser Ritzicha. Now, this aside, as I said, is the aside of the Nitzvah. Right in the beginning of Brachis, and I believe the top of Dalet on the Aleph, we have Lech Shaykhetchem Bigdud. David HaMelech tells his generals that if there's a need for more money in Klal Yisrael, more financial help for the people, that they can go do battle to capture additional lands that would pay tribute. Doing battle, by definition, means that people are going to die. And we see that any ha'uma, that's any national need, is more terrestrial under the rules of war and not under halachas of Ritzicha. Then this kind of brings a marker for this, which till now is just a spara. Maybe it's a marker for the pasuk that prohibits Ritzicha in Parshat Vayach. Here the pasuk reads, "Biyad ha'adam, biyad ish achiv, edreish es nefesh ha'adam." The Rishon says that I will collect for someone who has been murdered. Biyad ha'adam, biyad ish achiv, I will punish one who kills another human being. But who? Biyad ish achiv. Well, it's an individual against an individual. Then there's an Isser Tzicha. A nation against a nation, the Isser Tzicha doesn't apply. So here in the Maral, as I said, we have a marker. This is died that the Tziv was Mechadish. So, moving back to the beginning of the parasha, we have here Yaakov Avinu saying, Yesh li kol. I have everything. When he meets the Esav, he tells him, I need nothing more. Yesh li kol. And this completes the trilogy of Kol language by the three of Avraham Avinu. We find Hashem Be'erich as Avraham Ba'Koyel. By Yitzchak, we find him saying, Mi'ayisai ha'tzatzayin v'aychal mi'koyel. And here, Yesh li'koyel. These are the three koyels. And we refer to these koyels as the blessings of the others. In Benjamin, we say, K'mashin is Baruch Hu, and we say, V'abroh Yitzchak v'yabe ba'kol mi'kol kol. Ken yivarech yisadu kumanu yachad. We ask that we be sanctified to the blessings of Ba'koyel mi'kol kol that I mentioned here. Is an incredible Ramban in Parshas Vayeshlach at the beginning of Perek Chof Dalet regarding these psukim. Because at first glance, these psukim seem to be nothing more than a play on words. Israel, Mikol, call the same word is found in each place. Rabban writes, this is Shaynai, and this is these are his words. He says, Achir chichu b'pirish ha-pasik hazeh. Others have come up with a chidush, with a novel understanding regarding these psukim. In Yid Omuk Mi'oid, something which I've made that, the darshu b'zeh s'bayim m'sbayim s'atayra. And they see in this expression of kail for blessing, one of the great secrets of the Torah, she'esh la'akadosh baruch hu mida, la'akadosh baruch hu has an attribute, that shehu yisrael ha'kail, Kadosh Baruch Hu has an attribute, Shuhu Yisrael HaKoyal, which is the foundation of everything, Kikra Koyal. And this is called Koyal. The Koyal is somehow an attribute. Rabban doesn't explain. He says, Hu Hamida Hashemines, 30 meters of Hashem, it's the 8th Mida, and it's that Mida figure out. And he writes somewhat mysteriously that that is the Mida called Koyal. Well, since he's talking about Spedis HaTorah, we would just leave it at that. We have no understanding of the depth of Spedis HaTorah. Fortunately, we do have an explanation of this Midah of Kael, which is found in the Mishnah Sravaran, Ravaran Kotler, in the first volume of the Mishnah Sravaran, page of Dalit, offers an explanation, which is also found in Chochmas HaMatzpun, in Parshat Vayikra, on page Resh Tzadik Dalit. And both of them talk about the Midah of Kael on a simple level, on the level which is revealed, and that is that the Midah of Kael is a Midah of a person who feels he needs nothing, he lacks nothing. A Midah of his status, of having enough. Habiyachol, the Rebbein Shalom, lacks nothing. And one of those Midahs is the Midahs, and one of Hadish Baruch Hu's Midahs is this Midah of Kael, of an existence which lacks nothing. The Midah of his status. And as the Rabban says, in this Midah, who you study that coil is the foundation of everything. We know that human beings who are unhappy are typically unhappy because they feel they need more material goods, they need more money, nicer house, etc. And that really is destructive to the whole life of a person. The Midah of Kael is a Midah of his Hisnaplah. Sha'asali Kol Starki. Bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave me everything I need. If we would just leave it at this, it would be inadequate. Because there are people who think about what they have, think about what they need, and come to a conclusion that they have what they need. Of his stopgoes, they're satisfied with what they have. That is not yet God's Mida of Kael. Not at all. The Mida of Kael is when a person needs to make no cheshbon. Kael means I have everything. By definition, there's nothing lacking. When a person strives to the Mida of his status and the true Mida, he doesn't have to make a calculation, I have this, I need that. He lives with an assumption that whatever he has is adequate, whatever he has is what he needs. Hasidim tell over a story about one of the great Hasidic rabbis who was poverty stricken, had nothing. And someone asked him, how do you make a bracha sha'asali kol sarki in the morning? How do you make that bracha? God has given me all my needs. To which the Rebbe responded, well, what are my needs? Obviously, God understands that I need poverty. I need aniyos. Believe me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me poverty with a full hand. The idea being that if a person exists with such an understanding that what he has is what he needs, without making a cheshbon, that's a godly level. We're not done. Ramban answers that. He says, Lushan Nikras Kala Shir Hashirim. Shir Hashirim, when we refer to the Kala, to the bride, the word Kala, which is related to the word Kail, all, comes from this idea. A Kala, a bride, is someone who excels at the Midah of Kail. On a simple level, we understand. The young woman is dating. The whole world is available to her. Shiduchim Ared. Should she want this type of boy, that type of boy? The moment she becomes a Kala, the moment she commits to someone, she is kind of the Mida of Kael. Kael meaning is nothing else. She's not looking around anymore. She has that which she needs. Well, not the other areas in life which she's challenged. But the Mida of a Kala is the Mida of someone who closes the door on the pursuit of the previous years. The person may be dating for a very long time. And it comes a time the Shidduch is made. The Mida of Kael is the Mida of his Tapkos. I have enough. Not I have enough because I make a cheshbon and I feel it's enough. No, I have enough because there is nothing else. That's the Mida. people have, they're unhappy. It's inadequate. Where is this midah? The midah in a typical human being is in his financial need. As Pam said, this midah was created for limud haTorah, the key mitzvahs. When a person goes to be mekayim mitzvahs, then he should have a midah of ayim mitzvah loy isba mitzvah, that a person just always wants more. When a person uses that midah in the right place, then it's not missing, nothing lacking in the physical world. So these are two thoughts, one on the coil, and the other on the table, we'll call it now the morality side, in Dine Mitzvicha, Dine Mokam. I want to end with a difficulty I had in learning this parasha. As I mentioned to you once before, every year I try to undertake to learn one sefer on Chumash, as I'm out of Sedra every week. I've taken the Moshe sefer, I've taken Rav Schwab's sefer, different Torah over the years. This year I decided on something innovative. I'm going to try to do the parasha with all the Rashi. Rashi's also a sefer. Many years since I got every Rashi. And in this week's parasha, indeed, I had a difficulty with Rashi. In the Ma'aseh Shechem and Dina, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Zayin, Nevala Asa B'Yisrael, Lishkav Es Bas Yaakov. What happened to Dina was Nevala was a terrible thing. And Rashi says something really beautiful. He says that the world recognized that La'anais Bisulais, to cause a Bisula to be Mizana against the will, is a terrible thing. The nations had accepted upon themselves after the Mabel to be careful in immorality when it came to being Ma'ane Bisbulais. Ramban has a question on this Rashi. He says, what do you mean the world was careful? Both Abimelech and Parai took Dara against their will. We see the world was not careful. To which the Maharal answers, the Maharal and Gorari answers, no. They thought that she was a single girl, not an Asian. As soon as they found out she was an Asian fish, they were not Mizana with her. So we see they were Gedurim in Araya. He said she'd been an Asian fish, they would not have taken her. These are the words of Rashi, the Ramban, the Maharal. I don't understand the Maharal. Maharal is saying that Abimelech and Pari would not spin with an Asian fish. How does that answer Rashi? Rashi says the world accepted upon themselves to lay a nice school life, not to start up, not to take against their will, single women. And that, Abimelech and Pari, even according to their understanding, had certainly done. Sarah did not go willingly to Abimelech and Pari. This is a question, Shetzarech Iyun Kotel. Let me end with a reminder, in this week's Parsha Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Chaf Tes, Es Nesheyem Shavu, we have the Pasuk which uses the word Shavu for capturing. As Rashi says, this word is Morah. It's pronounced with the accent on the vase. It's one of the few words in Chumash which, if mispronounced, changed the meaning. Shavu means returned. Shavu means captured. And therefore, whoever is the Bakaira in your shul, please remind him. Es Meshayim Shavu. With that, I wish everyone